Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Observe and Report, starring Seth Rogen. He's the head of security for a mall, and he's obsessed with a whole lot of things. You know, the hot cosmetic girl becoming a real cop, catching a streaker, and unfortunately, getting off all his meds.
Swear on my soul, I'm gonna catch this guy.
¿Qué pasa, Ramon?
Quiere hablar conmigo, pero no lo entiendo, no sé en inglés.
Sí. This guy did it.
Well, what'd he say?
I don't know, I don't speak Spanish.
Seriously, so what did Hollywood do? Perform like a market survey or something and find out that we're all dying for movies about mall cops? I think not. Well, at least I hope not. But this is the second one this year. There was the Paul Blart Mall Cop with Kevin James, and that one was, you know, kind of family-friendly, so they made this one completely not family-friendly. This movie goes from just being stupid to completely wrong. You know, I haven't been so uncomfortable watching naked guy scenes since the movie Borat, and the story in this thing, just plain painful and not funny at all. Clearly the writers of this movie were going for some shock value. But the most shocking thing for me was that I was still sitting in the theater at the end of this movie, which I guess because it's my job to sit there, but you don't have to. So on our movie night traffic light, Observe and Report is a red light. Now on to the G-rated movie this week. It's Hannah Montana the Movie. Miley is getting way too caught up in being Hannah Montana, so her dad decides it's time for her to take a trip home to Tennessee and, you know, get a dose of reality and find out what truly is important.
I never expected to love it here so much. I'm tired of living a double life. I don't think I can do this anymore.
I think you should do what everything is right.
You know, I learned something in this movie that I did not realize. I'm way taller than I thought, or at least I am in a theater full of 7-year-old girls. But I gotta tell you, when you're in a theater full of girls having a good time, it's jam-packed with positive energy and wholesome funness, and how can you go wrong with that? Unless, of course, you think about the movie too much, and it's actually pretty confusing. In the movie, Hannah Montana is really Miley Stewart, and nobody knows that Miley is Hannah. But in real life, everybody knows that Hannah Montana is really played by Miley Cyrus, whose father is Billy Ray Cyrus, who plays her dad in this movie. But in the movie, his name is Bobby Ray Stewart, who has a son who is really not his son or Miley's brother in real life. Huh. But I do know one thing for sure. I'm a big fan of Miley's new song, The Climb, and this movie has lots of good music in it, so the fans are going to love it. And for those of us that are a little confused, it's fun for us too. So our movie night traffic light, Hannah Montana the Movie, is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.